The latest statistics show violent crime is down over the last few years. That doesn't mean local law enforcement agencies aren't concerned about federal law enforcement funding. Barry Crisberg is the president of the National Council on Crime and Delinquency. He says the Bush administration has drastically reduced local grants to police departments, and he says the candidates should be asked whether they'll reverse that trend.
We've been lucky in this country to see crime rates decline pretty dramatically, but with the way the economy is going, I think most of us can no longer sort of confidently believe that crime is going to stay down, and I would like to see a new administration commit to supporting law enforcement, because if we don't, this problem is going to fall apart very quickly.
Madison Police Chief Noble Ray says one area local police departments need help in is pursuing a new problem analysis approach to preventing crime. He says it's a technique that emphasizes the search for the root cause of crime, but he says not enough police departments have the funds to pursue it.
And they cannot afford, you know, to have a problem analyst or a crime analyst to support them in their work. And I would like to see the government provide, the federal government provide technical assistance in that area.
Some police agencies are also frustrated that the increase in funding for anti-terrorist training has led to a drop in funding for more basic crime prevention work. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.